Hello, welcome to another episode of the Dia Talks, and this is me, Dia. Today, I'll be talking about how I did my podcast only using my phone and no other laptops or any other professional device. I am doing, actually, even this podcast is done by me using the phone and no other devices or extra accessories. So, the first and foremost thing is setting up or choosing the right platform. So, take your phone and go to the App Store or Apple Store or Play Store and search for any of the podcast studios. So there comes, maybe the first one will come pop up will be Anchor Studios. The second one will be maybe Speaker Studios, Podchaser, Google Podcasts, and many other platforms will pop up. So just select, after many other scientific research of searching Google and all, you can choose the platform which you like. I actually preferred the Anchor one because I feel like it is more manageable. I mean, you don't have to pay amount in the beginning. So I just choose this Anchor platform. So that, after choosing the right platform, the second one is to choose our topic which you are good at or which you are interested in talking about to the public, opening up your heart. So after choosing it, you have to actually personalize your podcasting website according to what topic you have chosen. You can just check out my podcast website if you want any reference. The third one is recording the audio. Obviously, it will be the hardest part, I guess. Before that, if you are a beginner, don't forget to just write somewhere. I mean, you can just write all those things which come to your mind about the particular topic you're going to talk about. Write up in a piece of paper. Just a mapping idea will be enough. Or if you want to write the whole script, that is how I used to do the podcast in the beginning. Because I used to write all the scripts in a piece of paper or in a book and just read it as a whole. Okay, you can do it if you are a beginner. Okay, it will be a good, like, you can just read slowly so that you won't be even nervous too. And after doing that, if you feel like the voice clarity is not so good, that the recording you did is not apt for a podcast, then you can go to the Play Store and download the app Dolby Studio. Okay, it is actually one of the best podcasting tools you can ever have. It's a free software where you can record your voice from the app and then you'll have an amazing voice from it. I can assure you that. Next comes the most hard part of doing a podcast. Like, everything is hard about doing a podcast. People think that it is so easy that you can straight away record something and do publish it or broadcast it. But no, people know it is really hard, actually. The fourth one is editing, and you can get or download many apps from the Play Store, which is actually free. Many of them are free, and many professional softwares are, you have to buy it. But I'm talking about the free version since you're doing from a phone. Softwares are for laptops or computers. So doing from a phone, you have to download any of the apps. I am doing something like Audio Cutter. The app's name is actually like that, Audio Cutter, which is good. According to me, it is good. It is easy to manage and download and import every files to it. So I am doing it in that, and you can merge and then cut, merge and cut. And it is a bit difficult though, but you can manage it. Okay, then comes the fifth one, which is publishing. Okay, the next hard part. You might be wondering why I told that it is the next hard part, because it's just publishing it and broadcasting it and just within one clicks. That might be true, but using the right keywords, using the right hashtags, using the right caption, using the right whatever description things to attract more people, to invite the people to actually hear your podcast, is actually a difficult thing than you think. Just go through all the keywords, just go through all the hashtags which is trending now, because it always changes according to the topics and themes and podcasts. It changes, the hashtags can be varying according to the social media platforms too. So if you are doing it, publishing it, just keep up the, you know, these tricks which I have told now. So be careful about it, to use the correct things. You can actually Google it and see which hashtags and which caption is apt for your podcast, because it might be difficult at first to search for the right thing, but once you got the knack for it, then it will be easy. Okay, but never for the beginners, I can swear that. The last step, the sixth one, is promotion. Promotion includes not just copying your link and pasting it in some or the other platforms. No, it is not just that. You have to create a mailing list for it. You have to get, you know, once you start making audiograms, there is no way you're getting back to another things, because you can promote your podcast through audiograms. The best app for making an audiogram is Headliner. I'll just post the link in my description. Every links will be there about the apps. Headliner is the best one and is what I prefer the most. You can make an audiogram with the help of Headliner and post it in YouTube. Obviously, it is a must that all podcasters should have your YouTube channel, because you won't know when your podcast is going to be viral, which episode will make you famous. So it's must to have a YouTube channel. And obviously, making reels is important too. A 30-second video about your podcast is very important. Maybe a trailer, or maybe the first few 30 seconds of your podcast, make it into an audiogram, or make it into a video. Using Vita is another app for making a good video. Just gather some good pics about your podcast, and then maybe BTS, okay, and then convert it into a video, and then play it and make it into a reels and post it. Hope you guys liked my episode. I know it was a bit rushed because we are having some network troubles here, but hope you guys have understood what I said. So please drop on the comment section if you like this episode. Please, and don't forget to like and subscribe the show and episode. Follow for more. Until the next episode, this is me, Dia, from the Dia Talks. Ta-da!